This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
I just saw that SiriusXM, by the way, is now totally free for everybody through May 15th. That's pretty cool. That's very nice of them. That's a good way of staying in contact with a lot of the news things going on. And then you get all the other stuff, all the music. It's not like you're on the sports channels. It's kind of the same thing that we're doing there. And there's not a lot of sports going on. So it is what it is. But you know what's tough? I got to tell you something. It's tough enough to do this kind of a show every day when there are literally no sports going on. And we do a pretty good job of at least weaving in and out of different sports topics here on the program. Can you imagine some of these Sirius channels that your Sirius NBA and your Sirius MLB and your Sirius NHL.
You can't deviate the course.
Yeah, and your NFL. Like NFL, at least you can get by with that. And then NBA to a certain extent. Baseball and hockey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Soccer's worldwide. So, you know, you got so many leagues. You got so much material that you really wanted to. You could get into all kinds of things on the soccer end. So that's different. That's a whole different monster. But, my Lord, can you imagine having to be on the NHL channel? Wow. It's already tough enough on the regular NHL channel when you don't have a lot of fans. As it is, can you imagine now? Oh, man. You know, that's, I'll tell you.
Just to help the cause, did you see Mr. Trump yesterday doing his press conference and touting how his ratings are as high as a Monday night football game?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all home. We have no chance. We have no choice. We got to watch.
But it's, dude, who cares what your ratings are? I mean, come on, man.
It is what it is. That's he's gotta talk about his ratings. His ratings are skyrocketing. Anyway, if you want to get in on the program, you can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. It's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, Manny Machin says, I don't want to live some crappy life locked in my house, cowering in fear every time the media decides to hype a new virus. This ain't America. Dude, what media's hyping what, bro? They're repeating everything. See, the problem is, Manny Machin, my man, You are the tool that follows what everybody else says. What media? They're repeating what Dr. Fauci says. He's the one that says to stay home. He's the one that says that the pandemic is spreading. He's the one that says we haven't reached our peak yet, and we can't get out of our houses and get back to normalcy until it levels off. And that's exactly what the media is repeating. That's all it is. There's really nothing more than that. Now, if you want to go ahead and make up more crap, you can go ahead. But the experts are saying, okay? And Manny Machin, I just talked about this. People are dying alone. Okay? Because you can't be next to somebody that's dying of this. So for those of you that want to compare it to the flu, when this thing is 10 times stronger than the flu, people that are dying from the flu are right there in their bed. They're right there in their bedside. But this thing's so contagious that they don't even want you next to somebody that's dying from it. So this isn't just something that they made up. But again, my man, Manny, you want to be lazy and you just want to be a tool and follow what everybody else says, then go ahead. But the media telling you to be in the house is exactly what the experts are telling you to do. Okay? Because I saw a media report yesterday. They were telling you can't get COVID by your, you know, by food that you pick up, because, you know, warm food will kill the germs. Okay? That's not, they're not overhyping. They're actually calming you down and telling you that you can't. They also tell you that, hey, you drink water, drink a lot of water so you can get it down to your stomach, and your stomach acid kills a lot of stuff. But if you don't drink water and your, you know, mouth is dry constantly and you let all that stuff float around, then that's going to end up affecting you. That's not hype. That's information. You can twist it however you want. The media is not controlling anything in any of this. The government is telling you to stay home. The experts are telling you to stay home. That's it. But you go ahead and blame the media, because, of course, that's what lazy people do. I'm in the media. I'll tell you when they're going overboard. They're not going overboard. They're repeating exactly what the experts want you to do. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Here, Trump was all about April 12th. He got clued in, pushed it back to April 30th. He is clued in and gets the idea that if we wouldn't have done what we did, even as late as it was, we would have had 2.2 million deaths.
Right.
Trump said that.
Right.
Please.
Well, he said it right after Fauci said it.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
After the expert said it. So,
but he's starting to get clued in.
And everybody else repeated it because the expert said it. Okay?
But he's starting to get clued in. Like, how serious.
The media is not telling you to stay in your house. The media is not telling you how bad it is. The media is not telling you how high the death rate's going. That's all the experts. All they're doing is repeating exactly what they tell you to say. That's it. But go ahead. Be lazy and blame the media. Because, of course, the media has everything to do with this. It's lazy, bro. It's lazy. Just is. Bromar says, I'm paying $6 a month for Sirius for a year. Nice. That's a good deal, dude. It's a great deal. Dennis Aker says, oh, nobody gives. Mike Monaco from the Bronx says, exactly. Why bring up politics? Nobody gives Ryan Fitzpatrick in the respect for what he did for us last year. He's a good quarterback. Oh, okay. He did a nice job last year. There's no doubt about it. He did a lot better than I expected. I've told you guys that over and over again. He was way better than I expected. Ty says, NHL networks are literally dying a slow death right now, and Jordan blows Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. GOAT, period. End of discussion. I'm not going to take anything away from Kareem, bro. Kareem was the man. Remember, Kareem to this day still has a shot that could not be defended, and apparently nobody can copy it. That's how amazing it was. Let's see. What else do we have?
Metal Lark Lemon could.
He did a little baby hook, yeah.
Metal Lark would take that one from almost like mid-court, man, and hit it. It was like, what?
Yeah. But the problem is he wasn't doing it in NBA games.
You're saying the Washington Generals weren't very good competition?
NBA finals. He wasn't doing it in those moments. That's where Kareem kills all. It really is amazing to me. Nobody has been able to actually copy that shot. That to me is, it's actually like,
it's a total testament to him, man.
It's baffling.
You know?
It's baffling. Because everybody does, you know, most of these kids nowadays they're copying what everybody else did, and then they're bettering it in so many other ways. Because kids now, obviously, they're becoming even more athletic than they've ever been, because athletes are better now than they've ever been, because the training is better now, and everything, the supplements and nutrients and everything that they put into their bodies, all of that is just at a completely different level.
Look at where these guys shoot shots now and hit them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. All right, 786 866-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, that's 786-322-1105. The corona pandemic obviously is affecting all of us. And think about this. I was reading a story with Ozzy Osbourne, and Ozzy was actually forced to cancel his Parkinson's treatment because he can't get on a plane. And that's Ozzy Osbourne, which you would figure Ozzy can rent his own private plane if he wants to go to it. It says Ozzy has canceled his previously scheduled trip to Switzerland because of the coronavirus pandemic continues to cripple the travel industry. The iconic rocker revealed in February that he was battling Parkinson's disease and had planned to seek immune system specialists while overseas. Osbourne had originally been diagnosed with the disorder back in 2003, but only chose to go public with the news recently. The planned treatment was designed to help the ailing singer continue maintaining his lifestyle in the face of the progressive neurological condition. And earlier this year, Osbourne canceled his 2020 tour to focus on his health. At that time, the legendary rocker noted that his treatment in Switzerland, scheduled for April, was to take 6 to 8 weeks. So now his daughter Kelly reported that the Sabbath frontman had seen his health improve, seeing after one treatment of stem cell what happened, and the progress he's made is mind-blowing. He's walking better. He's talking better. His symptoms are lessening. He is building the muscle strength back that he needs after spine surgery. So, unfortunately, he says, we had to cancel our trip to Switzerland. We were meant to go on the 8th of April, but we had to cancel for this treatment. Osbourne said, we're just hanging in like everybody else, just trying to stay away and be quiet and just hold it in there. I honestly find this such frightening times, Sharon continued, echoing the thoughts of many. I just think it's really, really frightening time to be alive. So there you go. So Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy talking a little bit about Ozzy having to. And think about that, man, because the Parkinson's is progressing and you want to try to stop it or slow it down, which I would imagine that's what I'm sure it doesn't stop it because we haven't found anything that solves this. But I'm sure the treatment slows it down somewhat. And they and even the daughter was saying that even after one cell stem treatment that he was making improvements. And now you've got the coronavirus and you don't know how long this thing's going to drag out and how long it's going to keep him from getting another treatment for Parkinson's. Scary. Because I'm not a doctor. Okay. Didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn last night or anything, but I don't know what kind of setbacks happen to him over the next couple of weeks or months that he can't get back. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what effects this has on him in the next month or two that he can't recover from, even with treatments. So it's kind of scary to see that. The other thing in music news that I wanted to add, Third Eye Blind, 4 p.m. today, they are streaming a concert. Miley Cyrus on at 2:30 this afternoon, like she is every day. So if you love your Miley Cyrus, and Melissa Etheridge tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern, also streaming concerts. So make sure you look for that during those times if you like any of those artists out there. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always because it's like a 24-hour talk show. Manny Navarro will join us at the top of the hour with our Canesware Miami Hurricanes report. And there isn't a lot of news to report Canes-wise, okay? So we'll talk to Manny about a couple Canes things that we do have. And then we'll get into some of the other local topics and sports topics with him. So we'll have a little fun. My buddy Mike Kliss will be joining us at 2 o'clock. We'll have a little fun with him, and we'll get into some of the subjects that he is covering right now in with the Denver Broncos, and we'll get his thoughts on what he thinks is going to happen with pro football also, because that is something that is weighing on all of us, whether we're going to have a pro season or not, because, wow, that's I'm not going to go there. Okay, I think we will have an NFL season. I don't know if you saw this, but Sports Illustrated cut 6% of their staff, and they are expecting now $30 million in lost revenue from ads because they have so many sponsors dropping out, which is kind of normal right now because of everything going on in the pandemic. Businesses are closed left and right. It's hard for you know, sponsors to kind of hang in there with you, you know, because they're not making any money at this point in time. So if they've got no money going in, it's hard for them to spend it on ad revenue. So SI is expecting a monster loss now. And they have eliminating 6% of their staff now. They have limited to the point that they're talking about they're not sure they have enough people to be able to finish off a magazine every single month. They also eliminated pretty much most of the females left in the building. So it's mostly male-driven also now, not giving it as much balance as it's had in the past. It's and you know, they've made so many other cuts already. Like, Sports Illustrated is a shell of what that magazine used to be and how it used to represent sports. It was the Bible for sports. I mean, Sports Illustrated magazine was the magazine to get 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. The main magazine, the one that had the best stories, some of the best, what's it called? Athlete profile stories, you know, things like that, that human interest side, you would get them more in Sports Illustrated than anywhere else. And to see how many hits sports is taken and see Sports Illustrated, the way it's going downhill, man, that's a real shame. That you see stuff like that, and that pains me because a lot of good people are losing their jobs. And it's jobs that we're not recreating again because the business itself is losing so much. And when you got people out there, they're worried about actually keeping it alive. That's not good, man. It's not good. All right, let's tell you about Toyota of Hollywood. We love talking about Toyota of Hollywood, man. Steve Ostrov and all the great people out there. 1841 North State Road 7, just a couple blocks south of that big, beautiful guitar, folks. And let me tell you, when you've got over 1,500 cars and trucks, now's the time. You're going to get great deals. They've got 90 days, no payments. So if you do buy or lease a new vehicle, they're going to give you 90 days off before you make your first payment. During these times, that is something that's really, really comforting. So if you've got that vehicle right now that you can't count on, it's not reliable, it breaks down a lot like Tua, well, then let's go. Get on down to 1841 North State Road 7. Tell them that Big O sent you, whether it's Gary Thompson or Rick or Herbie or Eddie, all the great people out there, man, they know how to take care of you at Toyota of Hollywood. When we come back on the other side, Manny Navarro's going to join us. We'll get our Canesware Miami Hurricanes report. We're going to talk about sports in general, really. Very little Canes, but we'll get whatever we can.
Really?
On the Canes.
No.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We will do a 1:30 now with Manny, not 1 o'clock. He just told me he's finishing up getting groceries. So we'll push it to 1:30. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to have an interesting quarterback stat for you. Okay, and it'll remind you, for those of you out there that are dying to give up your draft picks to trade up for an injury-prone quarterback, or if you wanted to trade for the number one overall pick, that and more coming up when we start hour number three right here on the Big O Show.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight. Night.